Jesus' birth, and the Christmas story commences with the birth of Jesus' cousin, that's John the Baptist. He came to prepare the way for Jesus' ministry. He pointed to Jesus as the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world. We could have our John reading. Sean, if that's you, thank you. Many people acknowledge that Jesus was a very special man, a good teacher, and even a worker of miracles. But what makes Jesus unique is that he was both truly human and yet truly divine. The scriptures teach us that he was born of the Virgin Mary and that the power of God enabled her to conceive and have a child. Trevor. I think the reality is that for some people the Christmas story is just a pleasant fable to be reenacted in school nativity plays and sung about in sentimental carols. We need to remember that it's part of God's wonderful purpose to restore us to himself. And far from being a fable, it's rooted in history. It happened in a particular place, Bethlehem, and at a particular time. And we find that in our reading, Luke 2, 1-7. The birth of Jesus had been predicted even from the earliest chapters in the Bible. That was that passage we read from Genesis 3, where God spoke to the serpent and to Eve. Jesus was the Saviour, born of a woman who had come to reconcile mankind to God. All of biblical history was anticipating the arrival of the Saviour, the Messiah. Such was the significance of this birth that it was proclaimed by a host of heaven's angels. And what was amazing is that it was announced to a group of ordinary shepherds. They were nobody special, but they did what we all can do, and that is to seek after Jesus. Vivia. Had the story of Jesus' birth, the nativity that we've just been thinking about, been all there was to Christianity, then it never would have been remembered. But here we are, 2010 years later, celebrating his birth. And we celebrate his birth really because Jesus came to die. That was the reason he came. And his death was the means whereby we are able to know our sins forgiven and freedom from guilt. It means that we've been restored to a relationship that God wanted from the very beginning, and we are members of God's new covenant people. And we're going to have our final reading, and Afi, if you'd be kind enough to bring that to us. Meal with his disciples, which we call the Lord's Supper, and just made me think about eating meals together, and that's very appropriate. Going out for meals, having a meal at this Christmas time is probably something that we'd all hope to do. I've been able to go out for a couple of sort of Christmassy type meals. One was to Little Bay, and that was a really nice evening, lovely place to go. We got there, and it was all in darkness. They'd had a power failure. And we thought, oh no. But anyway, thankfully, because they cook on gas, most of the food they're able to provide, and just you couldn't have coffee and stuff. But it was a really lovely meal. And the other meal I've just been going to was to Cosmo. Who's actually been to Cosmo here? Only very few of you. Right. Now let me tell you this. A treat awaits you if you should go to Cosmo. Apparently there are something like 300 separate dishes. Where is Cosmo, you might ask? It's next to Nando's in Valley Park, okay? And it's a big pan-Asian restaurant. And they do Thai, Chinese, Indian. That's at lunchtime. If you go in the evening, you get, like, English food, pasta. You name it, they do it. It is just amazing. 300 different dishes to choose from. Now, if I've whetted your appetites, folk, because if you're thinking, I'd love to go there, but I don't know quite where it is, I will take you if you pay for me, okay? I would recommend it, I really would. But just imagine it, there's all this food laid out in these trays and stuff. You go in there, you think, you know what, I'll have a prawn cracker. So you get your prawn cracker, you take it back to your place, and you think, that was very nice, that was, that prawn cracker. Well, okay, yeah, off I go. You think, what a load of rubbish, hang on a minute. There's 300 dishes to choose from. Why settle for a prawn cracker, or an olive, or a prawn? As nice as they may be, actually there are 300 dishes to sample from. And I have to be absolutely honest here, that's in the evening, slightly less during the lunchtime, but it's a lot cheaper at lunchtime. But just imagine going in to a restaurant like that and just having a prawn or a prawn cracker when there is so much more on offer. But you know, that's a bit like how we are at Christmas and how some people think about Christianity. In my Bible, there's about 1,425 pages, okay, of which 8 pages relate to the birth of Jesus Christ. 8 pages out of 1,425. If my maths is right, it's about 0.5%. Okay, those of you with a quick mind, tell me if I'm wrong. Okay, now, thing is, so many of us sort of focus in on just those 8 pages. And we think, yeah, I know about Christianity. It's about Jesus coming into the world. Now, the fact is, if you went, just going back to Cosmo, if you went there, you couldn't possibly sample everything. You could have a go at, about perhaps a dozen different dishes. You can't sample it all in one go. You'd have to go back again and again. And if we really want to know what Christianity is about, we can't say, oh yeah, I go to a carol service on Christmas. I know what it's about. Actually, this is just a taster. And we've tried this evening to give ourselves something of that bigger picture. We started in Genesis, because actually that's where the story begins. Christmas doesn't make sense unless we begin in Genesis. Why did Jesus come into the world? It's because mankind rebelled against God. I started off with that reading, that God made the world and he saw that it was very good. Now, when I look at the world, I look at war, I look at famine, I look at all sorts of things going on. Do I say that is very good? I don't. I say we've made a mess of things. We rebelled against God. That's what happened right at the beginning. And now mankind, this world, suffers as a consequence of that. And God was not happy about it. Man had separated himself from God. And God wanted to bring mankind back to himself. And he chose the Jewish people. He chose them to be a light to the nations. He said, I want you to show the nations what I am like. I want you to be in obedience to me. Follow my commands and shine like a beacon of light. But sadly, they didn't really do that. They failed in that task that God had given them. And so God said, well, I'm going to send a man who is actually my son into the world. And he will show you what I am like. He will be a light. And of course, we think of Jesus as the light of the world. That baby who was born 2,000 years ago was the culmination of God's plan to bring about our salvation. And basically, this Christmas doesn't make sense unless we see that big picture. Now, our readings have given us a flavour of what that plan is. And there's a verse in Colossians which sort of sums it up. And I want to read it to you. It's Colossians 1 and verse 20. Through the Son, then, God decided to bring the whole universe back to himself. God made peace through his Son's blood on the cross and brought back to himself things both on earth and in heaven. That was God's purpose. A world which had turned its back on God, which is now a place where there's warfare, where there is division, where there is breakup down in society. That's a result of us turning our back on God. And God's purpose is to say, I want to reconcile mankind to myself and to one another. That's what the Christian faith is about, in essence. God's desire to reconcile us to himself. That's what it's all about. So there's an invite I want to give to you. Okay? Here it goes. Come along to Cosmo. Enjoy one of those or more of those 300 dishes. Okay? I recommend it. You will enjoy it. It is not bad value for money. I think it's $6.99 at lunchtime and $12.99 in the evening. And I think it's $12.99 on a Sunday all day. Okay? Not bad value. And I promise you that you can fill yourself up. You will be so bloated you will not believe it. Okay? You will be full and satisfied for several hours. All right? I've got another offer for you. I can say to you, there is eternal peace and joy for eternity. You know, God's offer is not just for a few hours, it's for eternity. He says, my offer to you is peace, it's reconciliation, it's forgiveness, it's a freedom from guilt. And actually, do you know what? How the Bible describes heaven or the kingdom of God is like a feast, a wedding feast. A time of joy and celebration. So there's two offers here. I'd recommend them both, tell you the truth. I'd say go to Cosmo. You probably will enjoy it. But to be honest, even more important than that, think about the eternal. I'm a great one for thinking about my stomach. I have to be honest about this. But there is something more important. The stomach and food will pass away. But eternity is there for eternity. So take up God's offer. Don't let Christmas go by and think, that was nice, some of that, didn't like other of it. But take God's offer of eternity, which is his free gift to us all. Let's pray that actually, if that's what God wants for us, we will actually respond to it. I want you to think seriously about this. I know I was sort of half joking about the food thing, but actually eternity is something we can't joke about. It is a gift, but we do need to receive it. Lord God, as we think through the basic meaning of Christmas, your sending your Son to be our Saviour, you want to reconcile us to yourself. You want to break down barriers that we've put up, even within our families and amongst different races, different nations. Lord, your heart is to see peace and reconciliation. And that has to begin with us and our relationship with you. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are prepared to come into our world and to die on the cross for us, to take our sin away. Thank you that you did that for each one here. Lord, it's so easy to get caught up on things that don't really matter, the peripheral stuff. And that's very true at Christmas time. Presents are good, food's good, we enjoy it. But Lord, help us to remember that you sent Jesus to be our Saviour, the Saviour of the world. And help us, Lord, to think seriously about that and to respond to his invitation to come unto me. Lord, some of us want to say, Lord, we do. We want to follow you. Help us, all of us, Lord, to take it on board and be serious about the real meaning of Christmas. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to sing our closing carol, which is